Well, here in the Hoosier State, Indiana Farm Bureau has a great relationship with American Farm Bureau Federation, the national organization. However, the same cannot be said for our neighbors in Illinois.
We love Illinois farmers. We want them to be a part of us. We want to work this out and get past this bump in the road.
And that's Zippy Duvall, president of American Farm Bureau. Several months ago, Illinois Farm Bureau decided to allow its affiliate insurance company, Country Financial, to no longer require Farm Bureau memberships for non-farm insurance policyholders beginning January 1st. And that decision ultimately led American Farm Bureau to expel Illinois Farm Bureau from its organization. And as a result, Illinois Farm Bureau has recently filed a lawsuit against American Farm Bureau to try and keep their Farm Bureau name. When I spoke with Duvall earlier this week, he told me the overall dispute has to do with ensuring that farmers maintain control of the organization.
We're an organization that was started by farmers, run by farmers, controlled by farmers for 105 years, and it's been successful under model that we got. There's no reason why we should be changing our model to something else when it's been proven successful for 105 years. Farmers own and operate and control this organization, and we need to make sure we maintain that control.
Of the nearly 400,000 members of Illinois Farm Bureau, fewer than 20% are farmers. Overall, Duvall still refers to Illinois Farm Bureau members as, quote, family, and he says he's optimistic that both sides can still come to an agreement.
In any organization, there's always some challenges within the family, and they are part of our family, and we're just looking for the answer to get past this bump in the road.
Illinois Farm Bureau's membership in the American Farm Bureau Federation will end on Friday, December 20th. I'm CJ Miller.